It is the radio segment that the New York Times describes as just hairy enough. Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Wichita Falls, Texas. 911 received a call the other morning from a Walmart. Apparently something rather unique was happening in the parking lot. The employees said there was a woman who'd been driving one of their motorized shopping carts around for at least 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And if that wasn't enough, she was also drinking wine out of a used Pringles can.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
Oh, man. That is next level Walmart.
It is.
I feel like I have a new hero.
By the time the cops got there, the woman was gone, but they found her at a nearby restaurant. She wasn't arrested, but they did tell her that the store was officially banning her. Afterwards, the woman yelled at police and told them she doesn't want to go back there anyway. She told officers if she can't drink wine in the parking lot of a store, then she doesn't want to be associated with that type of store.
I love her.
Yeah.
It's like, well, actually, that's open container. And you can't do that anywhere.
It's illegal.
But it's a Pringles container, so we don't really know what to do with that.
I can't believe it's so sealant that it would hold all the wine.
I want to try it.
You know? It's you so do, bad. Though, right?
I really do.
This next laser story is out of West Wyoming, Pennsylvania. Back in spring of last year, a police officer arrested a 27-year-old woman named Ashley Keister. And apparently, after he did it, she fell insanely in love with him as a result.
Oh, really?
Okay, if it was a two-way relationship, I think it's cool.
If it was just her, I don't know, Ashley.
She'd been sending him pictures and messages on social media, sending messages to the police station, even calling 911 to try to talk to him ever since she got arrested. In fact, last weekend, the police chief finally told her that she had to stop. So the next morning, Ashley decided that she would do the opposite of the police chief's advice. And instead, she was going to take things to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
How did she do that? Well, she used a garbage can to smash through the doors of the police station.
Kapooya! Kapooya!
Just open the door.
Then she made her way to the offices, where she went through the file cabinets, apparently looking for more information about that one special cop.
Yeah, because if I do this, he'll finally fall in love with me.
Yeah, what are you going to find that's going to turn
And when the officers tried to arrest her, she also tried to fight them. This time, she was arrested for aggravated assault, harassment, criminal mischief, and she has no plans of giving up, I guess. She knows that it's true love.
Hey, Chuck, we got your girlfriend back here.
Yeah, he's like, shut up, guys. Jeez.
This next laser story is out of Holiday Headquarters.
Yay!
Lifetime holiday movies are supposed to uplift and fill us with joy, but one that aired back in November was a huge lump of coal for a couple. Their names are Setiam and Catherine Allah, and here's how Lifetime helped ruin their Christmas. Setiam and Catherine took a photo with their kid to send out as a Christmas card, as a lot of families do.
Okay.
And somehow someone at Lifetime got a hold of it and used it in the movie Christmas Harmony.
You do that?
What?
I always thought it was just like random stock photos that they apparently would use for that. Not real families.
Yeah. In the TV scene, a woman wants to put their holiday card on the fridge because she thinks they're festive. But the actor in the scene tells her not to because, quote, they are ugly.
Oh, dang.
Wait, does he mean like they as in the Christmas cards or they as in the family?
The family.
Ugly?
Oh. The Allahs say that they were embarrassed when friends and family started calling them to say that they were in the movie. And they obviously didn't give Lifetime permission to use the photo and have no idea how they even got it. So now they're suing for the movie's profits.
Can you imagine watching a Lifetime movie and being like, oh, wait, I have that Christmas card.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That's our neighbors.
Wait a minute.
We're the ugly family in a Lifetime movie? That would be an awesome bragging right, though. This next laser story is out of Berwick, Pennsylvania. There's a 47-year-old woman named Jana Moshkat, and she was in court this week facing a DUI charge. But her attorney tried to get the case thrown out because the police report noted that Jana had been chewing on her coat before she took the breathalyzer test. And he argued that her coat could have had chemicals on it that threw off the results.
Come on.
Yeah, because anyone chewing on their coat is usually
sober.
Sober.
While it may be a unique defense, unfortunately for Jana, the cop also noted that she smelled like alcohol and failed other sobriety tests.
Yeah.
And coat chewing couldn't explain either of those. Uh-huh. So the judge ruled that there's not enough evidence to go to trial. Afterwards, legal experts weighed in saying, if the answer to getting away with a crime is eating your clothes, everybody would do it.
I'm saying everyone in their car right now was listening for the result of that. Like, oh my God, please tell me she got off on this.
Even for a parking ticket, I'm just going to start chewing on my shirt. You can't give me a parking ticket. I'm eating my shirt right now. This next laser story is out of food news. I've always thought there was no such thing as too much mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Well, that's about to be put to the test because Costco just started selling a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my God!
Now we're talking.
That's 6 full cheesy gallons.
Now, oh, dang!
It's pre-cooked, right? Or does it just, like, have, like, 80 pounds of powder that you put in with it?
It's got 180 servings and has a shelf life of 20 years.
Oh, sweet.
Wait,
we
what?
Can, yeah. Wait, we can, like, store it for the Armageddon?
Wait, mm-hmm. How is anything okay for up to 20 years?
Whatever, bring
good.
On the end of the world. I'll eat mac and cheese.
No!
Till...
If you want one, it costs $90, so it's like $2 a serving. Or maybe it's $90 per serving if you approach it like most Americans would and just eat the whole thing in one sitting.
$2 a serving is not a good deal.
Unfortunately, it's sold out online right now. But there's another brand new item at Costco that they're rolling out, and it's available for purchase. And that product is a massive 7-pound tub of Nutella. So
creamy.
Oh,
you can get
man.
That too.
Gross.
Customers giving into their chocolate hazelnut spread cravings can now get their hands on a 106-ounce container of Nutella for just $21.99 at Costco.
God, what kind of person are you at your friend's house? Like, hey, man, do you guys have any Nutella? Like, oh, yeah, just yeah. check the pantry. Like, what?
Hold
the?
On, let me get my weight belt on to carry this out here. So you can get some Nutella. I don't want to hurt my back.
Instead of a knife, you're using a shovel.
Yeah.
Like, go get some tools from the garage.
As you can imagine, Nutella freaks everywhere posted about it online. One guy said, quote, this is how I want to die. Mm. In a vat of Nutella.
I think it'll work.
This next laser story is out of New Year, New You. We're already a few weeks into the new year, and chances are you've already slipped up on your resolution, if not thrown in the towel completely. But it might be okay. According to a psychology professor at the University of Texas at Austin, we should actually start our resolutions on March 4th.
March?
Yep.
3 months?
Basically, his point is that when January 1st rolls around every year, we know what we want to change, but we have absolutely no idea how to make those changes yet. Mm-hmm. And since the end of the year is always crazy with the holidays, we should really take the first 2 months of the new year to plan out exactly how we're going to accomplish our goals.
I like that. Use the first 2 months as kind of a regroup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the month after that is like, oh, I'm still not recovered from the first 2 months trying to figure it out. And then before you know it, it's the next new year.
Yeah. I knew I was going to do something.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And this year, the first Monday after those 8 weeks is up is March 4th.
Okay.
So what should we focus on between now and March 4th? He says the most important thing is to connect with friends who can help motivate you to make a lifelong change, whatever change that is.
Okay.
Cool.
I know this guy hasn't reached out to anybody because he's perfectly happy. His resolution was just to hump that shoe more often. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.